Over the course of time, evolution has resulted in a huge number of different living beings. 96% of the species that have ever lived are already extinct. Today, there are approximately 5 million species on our planet. This room focuses on the diverse shapes and structures that have come about during evolution. As examples, we see seeds and fruits and also the shells of mollusks. Shapes and structures change continuously as plants and animals adapt to new living conditions. The process is never complete and is still going on even now. Not every shape can be explained by a function. Often, the differences are probably a matter of chance. The following audio guide explanations will tell you how these plants send their seeds on their travels. Seeds can fly, float, stick, or, hidden in fruit, be eaten and then excreted in another place. Often you can identify the kind of dispersal from the outer shape of the fruit or seed. The aim of dispersal is always to colonize new areas and to find a suitable place where the seed can germinate and grow. At the workbench, you can have fun learning about the different forms of seed dispersal. Further audio guide explanations will tell you about the differences between snails, bivalves, and cephalopods, which are all mollusks. Typical examples will demonstrate the range of their shapes and colours. At another workbench, you can reconstruct the shells of mollusks. You can also learn something about the giant clams displayed here, and also the historic glass models of cephalopods. The glass models are all unique and were made by famous glassblowers in the 19th century.